Episode 58, When the Scale Won't Budge.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Yes, it's another wonderful day in the neighborhood. I feel like I should be singing a song to you. No, we won't do that because you just may not want to listen to me anymore. And I love chatting with you. I'm so glad you decided to pop back in. You know, we've been chatting about cracking your code to your health. And today we're going to chat about when the scale won't budge. So we're kind of staying on that health thing since I know weight loss is a big issue for a lot of us out there. And so we're going to chat about that. But before we jump in there, I just really wanted to reach out and say thank you. Thank you for leaving your reviews and going into iTunes and subscribing, because that really helps get this podcast out to as many women as we can, because that's really what I want to be able to do, is support you all in your journey of life. And life is such a blessing that sometimes I think we just kind of, not that we toss it to the wayside, but we toss our own self to the wayside. We take care of everybody else, but not us. And so it's really important, women, that we come together and really work on that together. And so I love that about you and the community that we have here. So do spread the word. Go and subscribe if you haven't already and leave a review. I do read them and I take them to heart. So, and if, you know, if you're like, oh, I want to hear about this, I want more about this, go to createyournow.com and leave me a message there. You can actually leave me a voicemail. It's really not hard. You can do it right from your computer. It's awesome. Okay. Just click on that little pink tab on the side. All right, let's jump in. Our quote for the day comes from the Bible, and it is in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Who is like the wise man? Who knows the explanation of things? Wisdom brightens a man's face and changes its hard appearance. You know, we're sitting here talking about when the scale won't budge. And it's really, I think it's important to know that with wisdom is brought about through learning, and that learning and our experiences gives us wisdom. And so I know when you're on that weight loss journey, and maybe it's not just weight loss, maybe you're looking at, you just want to shift from kind of being a little more skinny and you want more lean muscle. So either way you look at it, okay, you want to tone your body. All right, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to gain lean muscle, including gaining more energy. Okay, a lot of us are just like, oh, I'm burning the candles at both ends. What do I do? So in episode 56, we talked about cracking your health code. And there I spoke about your number one kiss was to be the detective, okay? And it's very important to be the detective. And with that, you needed to have a team. It was important to log or journal, and then also to make a health plan. Well, now you all are saying, okay, well, Christiane, I've got this. I've got my plan. I've got a team together, and my scale's not budging. It just won't budge, and I'm about ready to throw it out the window. Yes, I know, been there, done that. Actually, well, okay, I haven't thrown it out the window, but I have thrown it out of the bathroom. Okay. Good thing it wasn't hardwood floors when I threw it out the bathroom, because that would have done some damage there. But yes, the scale won't budge. What do you do? What do you do? Well, there is hope for you, I promise. Now, a couple things you need to think about when you're looking at changing your body, okay? Like I said, it doesn't matter if it's to gain lean muscle, if it's to lose weight, whatever it is. When you want to change your body, it is going to go through cycles, okay? Number one, the cycle that it goes through, you're upsetting it. And it's like, whoa, is this something I need? Is this something I need to be aware of? I don't know if I like this. And so your body kind of goes into initial shock going, I've never done this before. Do I trust you? you continue with this. And as you continue with it, you get that whole, your body begins to trust you. That trust is important. So therefore it begins to release itself. And then it sits back and goes, okay, this is normal. I'm going to get fed. I'm going to get good nutrients. I'm going to be hydrated. All's good. So I'm going to start releasing the bad stuff off. Ooh, that's awesome. Okay. Feels good. Scale moves, right? Now, let's say you're doing something, you're doing strength and resistance training, and you've never done it before. Okay, think about this. You are stretching and tearing those muscles. When you sleep, they repair, okay? Repaired muscles, okay, that's how you get them to grow leaner, longer muscles, okay? So you're tearing them. You're upsetting your body. Now, it's a good tear as a whole, okay? But at the same time, when you have those tears, your body again is in a shock. It's like, this is not normal. She is so not doing this always. I don't know if I should trust her. So it has to go through cycles. Once when it trusts you, it can start to release. So if you were still initially into your weight loss and your training and your plan that you're doing, give your body a little bit of time. Okay. Number one. Number two, do not, okay, I can't stress this enough. Do not just rely on the scale. You cannot rely on the scale itself, because when you do, the thing is, it's not about the numbers that move. It may be inches that are shifting. As you lose weight, your body's going to shift stuff, whether it's fat, whether it's muscle. You may lose a little, you know, you may get a little flabbier in one area, tighter in another area. Either way you look at it, something is shifting. During those shifting times, that scale may not budge at all. And for some people, it can go as much as 2 to 3 weeks. Yes, it can. Now, some of you are like, well, I've never experienced that. Again, guess what? You are wonderfully and fearfully made. Your body is different from your best friend's body, from your mother's body, okay? Now, the thing with your mom is that you have genes connected there. So there is some commonality there. But you can't just take one diet for one person and apply it to everybody and say you're going to get the same results, because I guarantee you, you will not. Something will differ. You may lose weight in one area versus another area more, okay? You may get stuck on a longer plateau than someone else, okay? Every body is different. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. And that's okay, all right? It is a good thing. Now, when that scale, though, doesn't budge, there is some basics to come down to. And your kiss is this. It's about the three F's, the F-bombs. And no, I'm not going to drop an F-bomb here. I promise you. But they are the F-bombs, okay? Here we go. Number one, throw away your frustration. That's the big one, frustration. That F kills you every time. You're sitting here and you're looking at your scale and you get on it morning and night. You see it go up and down and up and down and up and down. Did you know if you were to get on your scale absolutely every single day, how crazy you would be? Because you can gain 3 pounds in a day, but you're not actually gaining 3 pounds. You do not gain 3 pounds of fat overnight. You may think you do, but you really don't, okay? It takes time, all right? So number one, throw away the frustration. That's your first kiss. Your second kiss is lead with forgiveness. I cannot stress that enough. Lead with forgiveness. That's the best F-bomb ever. You're gonna mess up. You are messed up. I am messed up. Just say, praise the Lord. Thank you for making me messed up. The thing is what happens is if you lead with forgiveness and you continue to move forward, that's awesome. It's when you get stuck in being messed up is the problem, okay? Then you need to start going back to what we were talking about with cracking your health code, okay? So first was throw away your frustration. Second, lead with forgiveness. Third is get back to the foundation. Yes, get back to the basics. It's so important, okay, that we sometimes think that there should be a magic pill, but there is not. I am telling you right now, listen to me carefully. There is no magic pill on this earth that's going to make you the woman you think you should look like. Because you see, God created you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you are perfect in his eyes. The question is we need to make sure you're as healthy to do what he wants you to do because he designed you to do that, okay? You want to be the healthiest, okay? It's not about being a Victoria's Secret model and looking like that, okay? Now, if you're blessed with that, awesome. Love it. If you're not blessed with that and you're a little quote unquote on the heavier side, you don't have to be a number. We don't have to be a number on the scale. We don't have to be a number on the hanger. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So get back to the foundation, okay? Think about what you need to do for your body. It's not about anybody else's body. It's your body, okay? Now you say, okay, Christiane, you dropped the F-bombs on me. I got it. Frustration, forgiveness, and foundation. I got that, but I still don't know. What happens when the scale won't budge? What do I do? Okay, so I'm going to extend it a little further, all right? Here's some questions I really want you to ask yourself, and you need to be honest about it, okay? Number one, are you drinking enough water? Number one, okay, are you drinking enough water? You know what I've told you. Half your body weight of water in ounces is what you need to be drinking, okay? If you're like, well, I'm not really sure where to start, you need to be drinking a full 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. That's a great place to start, okay? So let's say, for example, if you're like, I don't understand this equation you keep giving me, half my body weight. So let's say you weigh 180 pounds, okay? And your goal is to lose weight. You want to lose 30 pounds, okay? So you want to be 150 pounds. So if you're 180 pounds, okay, divide that in half, okay? So what is that? 90, right? 90 plus 90 is 180, right? Can I do my math today? 90 ounces of water a day you need to be drinking, okay? Now, if you're not normally drinking that and you don't even drink hardly 2 glasses of water a day, then guess what? You need to start with about 5 to 6 glasses of water. Work your way up to that because otherwise you're going to be like, oh, I cannot do this. You want to, you know, set yourself up for success. So look at where you are and have a goal, okay, to where you want to be. So are you drinking enough water? Number one. Number two, are you moving your bowels daily? Yeah, I just asked you if you were pooping. Are you excreting? It's important. I know. And I could sit here and say, okay, now what does it look like? What's the consistency? But okay, we'll save that for another day. But it is important. You need to be having a bowel movement. You need to. And if you're not, something's not right. Okay. That may be something that you need to go talk to your physician about, okay? Number one. Number two, maybe you're not having enough fiber, okay? Maybe you're having too much fiber for your body. You have to do what's right for your body. Again, it's not about anybody else's. It's what works for your body, okay? Because your body sees this all as a chemical reaction when you put food in it, okay? Number three, are you eating too much or too little? Okay, now you're like, okay, Christiane, now you're talking about calories. Well, kind of, maybe. Not necessarily, okay? You may be saying, oh, I am eating chicken, and it's great, and I have my salads, and I eat fresh vegetables, and, you know, just when I work out, I'm getting in that little extra starch. I'm getting my healthy fat, so I really think I'm eating really balanced. The problem is you're eating a chicken breast that's 8 ounces every single meal. Well, our protein, we only need to be eating about 4 to 6 ounces of lean meat, okay? So are you eating too much or too little? Maybe you're on the other side. Maybe you are at the point where you're gaining that lean muscle, but you're not eating enough protein to build it. And so you're having some issues there. So it's really important that you look at your plan and figure out maybe where you are with your caloric intake. Are you eating too much or too little food? Because it is basic. I don't want you necessarily to count calories, but again, you have to basically create a deficit. If you are not exercising and you're eating 3,000 calories and you're not burning those 3,000 calories, it can't use the stored stuff that it has in the reserves in your body. is not going to work. And you have to be, you know, eating the right foods in combination. So see how important that team is, how I am such a huge proponent of a coach. And yes, I know I am one and I would love to partner with you. But the thing is, it's these little things that are so important, okay? Because our bodies are messed up and it's not because we're messed up. You're wonderfully and fearfully made. It's that it's our proportions, our super size, everything we don't know what's right. So go back to the basics, start measuring things. Actually use a scale, okay? Don't rely on, oh, the yogurt thing says it's a cup. Did you actually measure it? Okay, it may not be a cup. And what's in that yogurt? Okay, we'll talk about that here in a little bit more. Are you eating the right foods? Number four, okay, your food choices. I just mentioned yogurt. Have you looked at your yogurt? How much sugar is in your yogurt? And when I say sugar, I mean carbs. Carbs are sugar. Sugar, carbs, starches. However you swing it, it's sugar. You need to look at that, okay? Because you may think you're eating healthy. Oh, you know, it's. I know I am. Well, you need to look and make sure because what you think may be health conscious may not be so, okay? Number five, are you getting enough sleep? Are you sleeping? Okay, real important. Now, I'm not going to tell you you need 9 hours of sleep, you need 6 hours of sleep. No, you need to figure that out based on your body. So, for example, if you have a sleeping day, let's say you sleep 9 hours and you wake up groggy, guess what? Maybe 9 hours is actually too much. You need to wake up feeling refreshed. And a good way to test that out is when you have a couple days, don't turn on your alarm clock. I want you to go to bed at a reasonable time, okay? Draw your blinds and shades so it stays dark, especially if it gets really bright in the morning where you are. Go to sleep and let your body wake up on its own and calculate your hours. Do that a couple times. Now, some of you are relying on those great technology wristbands and all that that say, oh, whether you're sleeping or not. That's fine. It's a good indicator, but you need to know how you feel because it doesn't, electronics don't measure feeling. And you may think you need 9 hours of sleep when really you work better on 7.5 hours of sleep. So the key is finding out that, okay? Now we're going a little long here, but it's important because you want to know when the scale won't budge, what to do. Another question, number six, are you stressed out? Okay? Yeah, stress raises cortisol, which raises your body just goes, I'm not letting anything go. I'm holding it all in because I don't know what's going to happen next. Yes, it freaks out. Don't freak out, okay? You need to relax. And maybe there's some things going on at work and it's just crazy. Or maybe you're having some transition time within your family. Maybe you got a child who's about ready to go off to college and you've got all these deadlines and scholarship deadlines and all of this, and you're just like stressed beyond the max, okay? You've got to think about all that. So where is your stress level, okay? Are you stressed out? Number seven, are your foods working for your body? Now, I mean this by like your food sensitivities or intolerances. For example, gluten, okay? Some of you have a gluten intolerance. Maybe some of you actually have celiac disease. Now, if you truly have a gluten intolerance, okay, you need to be very sensitive to that. But some of you are like, I just want to eat better and not have gluten. So instead of having a cookie, I'm going to have this gluten-free cookie because it's not the regular one. It's going to be better for me. Have you compared those cookies? Have you looked at their sugar intake compared to the original? Yeah, you need to do that because if they're taking something out of there, most likely they're putting something back in. Get back to the foundation. You need to be eating real food. If God made it, you can eat it, right? Remember, real simple. I like to keep it simple, ladies. Kisses galore. Okay, so make sure you're eating the foods that work for your body. Are they jiving? Does it feel good when you put it in? Just because somebody says to eat Greek yogurt doesn't mean you should eat Greek yogurt. I personally do not have yogurt. Why? Because it doesn't work for my body. That doesn't mean, though, that the other people that I work with, it works fine with them. Okay, my husband, he has yogurt. It works for his body, but it doesn't work for mine. So you have to do what works for you. Okay, number eight. Here we go. Are you moving and exercising? Whoa, huge. Stick with me here. Hold on. I know we're going a little longer than normal, but this is important. You think you may be exercising and moving more. Number one, you need to look at where you started from, okay, and how much have you increased that, okay? The optimum way of doing it for walking is I would love for you to be able to walk 20 to 30 minutes a day. 20 to 30 minutes a day. And actually, if you would go up to 60 minutes a day, that would be amazing. Okay. I would be in like double awe, jumping up and down, happy dance for you all the time if you could walk 60 minutes a day. That is in on top of if you want to do some strength and resistance training maybe 3 days a week, okay? Now, you really need to look at, are you moving? Okay, now, I'm going to tell you this quick story. The story was when I did a test on myself. Busy mom of five, always on the go. I was running. We had, between the five children, we were in four different schools. And so I would, you know, volunteer at one, drive to the, I was always up going and moving. I actually, not counting my workout time, I took that out because I work out. But I wanted to see how many steps I was taking. So discounting my exercise, just my regular day, I did not even hit 4,500 steps. Did you know to maintain your weight and your health is basically 10,000 steps a day you should be taking? Yeah. So you may think you're doing more than you are, so you really need to look at that. And finally, are you following a plan or are you dabbling in it? You may be trying and hoping that that magic pill is going to be there. And you try one thing, you know, for 3 days you do a cleanse and that didn't really work. Maybe you lost a couple pounds and then you gained it back. And then now you're on to this other thing. And then you go into Weight Watchers and you try points and then, oh, wait, now it's Nutrisystem and Boxed Food. Whoa. You have totally screwed up your metabolism. Now there still is help. You can recover from all of this. But these are questions you need to ask yourself when the scale won't budge, okay? And why it's so important that if you are struggling in this area, why I am a huge encourager of get your team together. What's missing? And maybe what's missing is you're like, maybe Christiane, you know what? You're talking about this. You know what? I really would like to work with you. I just want to chat with you. Go to createyournow.com. Click on there. There's a way to schedule a consultation with me. It is free to do that. It's free. It's my gift to you because I truly want to invest in you. You can sign up for it and we can set up a time and we can chat about you and your goals and where you want to go. So reach out to me. That's what I'm here for. CreateYourNow.com. I love you all. Many blessings. Great hugs. I know we went over, but I love you. And listen, those numbers, not on the hanger, not on the scale. You need to look in the heart because you are incredible. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.